With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is downplaying a sharing of Yemen attack plans to a group chat that included a journalist. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Democrats and Republicans alike criticized the incident as a serious national security breach, but the president called it the only glitch in 2 months of his administration. He claimed on NBC News that it didn't turn out to be a serious matter, and he expressed confidence in his national security advisor. Earlier this month, the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic received details of a U.S. military attack in a secure messaging app 2 hours before the airstrikes began. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. negotiators working with Russian representatives on a proposed partial ceasefire in Ukraine. Both countries have agreed in principle to a limited ceasefire in the region of the Black Sea after President Trump spoke with their leaders. Separately, Russia has convicted 23 captured Ukrainians on terrorism charges stemming from the fighting in Ukraine and a trial that Kyiv is denouncing.
The defendants include 14 current or former fighters of the elite Azov Brigade, which Russia has designated a terrorist group, and 9 women and 1 man who worked as cooks or support personnel, according to Russian sources. 12 defendants were not in court. 11 had returned to Ukraine in 2 prisoner exchanges and were convicted in absentia. 1 more died in custody last year. All had been charged with staging a violent coup d'etat and organizing the activities of a terrorist organization. I'm Charles Delatesma.
In the Gaza Strip, Palestinians have protested against Hamas. It's a rare show of public anger against that terrorist group. The Dow dropping 167 points, the NASDAQ down 376. This is SRN News. Faith-based food pantries feeling the pinch of Trump administration funding cuts and freezes.
Two Agriculture Department programs that assist schools and food banks are being reduced by at least $1 billion. As a result, food banks across the country, already strained by rising demand, say they will have less food to distribute. The church-based Trinity's Table in Charleston, West Virginia, told Reuters that their deliveries used to fill an 18-wheeler truck, but now they're receiving just a few boxes from the USDA. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Last week, the Trump administration terminated at least 68 grants focused on LGBTQ health questions. The canceled grants totaled nearly $40 million, though some of the money had already been spent. Most of the grants were in some way related to sexual minorities, including research focused on HIV prevention. This is SRN News. A familiar bargain retailer gets big bucks for part of its brand.
Dollar Tree is selling Family Dollar to a pair of private equity firms in a deal worth approximately $1 billion after unsuccessfully trying to incorporate the discount store into its business for a decade. Dollar Tree had been reviewing possible options for Family Dollar for a while and finally said Wednesday its sale to Brigade Capital Management and McKellum Capital Management will allow it to focus on its core business. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge in Texas has set a June trial day for the U.S. government's years-old conspiracy case against Boeing for misleading regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before 2 of the planes crashed, killing 346 people. Many relatives of passengers who died had pushed for the prosecution of foreign-born officials. More details at SRNnews.com.